You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday met with Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations. The meeting took place before the opening of the Sport at the Service of Humanity's first global conference on sport and faith. The event is being organized by the Pontifical Council for Culture, the United Nations, and the International Olympic Committee. After his meeting with Pope Francis, the Secretary General spoke to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti.
I'm grateful to His Holiness Pope Francis and Vatican and also International Community, Olympic Committee, for organizing this very meaningful event where people can be inspired to promote peace and development through sports. Sports is a universal language. It transcends all the national barriers. It transcends all ethnicities and nationalities and whatever differences one may have. It can have instant power of mobilizing people's energy and also commitment for development. Togetherness, oneness can easily be realized through sports. In that regard, the United Nations is very much committed. UN General Assembly has designated April 6 every year as International Day of Sports for Development and Peace. And I have appointed a special envoy to promote all this peace and development through sports, my special envoy. So United Nations and IOC have been building a very stronger partnership. Now, Vatican, Holy See is joining, then Vatican, IOC, United Nations can have a very strong driving force to promote peace and development through sports.
How is important the role of Pope Francis to promote peace and reconciliation, in your opinion?
His Holiness Pope Francis is a man of peace, a man of vision, and he's a man of a moral voice. It has been a great privilege and honor for me to work with him. For example, when world leaders adopted 2030 agenda for sustainable development, it was Pope's urging and appeal to world leaders that he urged world leaders to have a stronger and visionary commitment for world's people and planet so that they can live in peace and prosperity through partnership. And also, it was His Holiness who, through his encyclical on climate change, Common Home, he termed it, our planet Earth is a common home where whole 7 billion people and all the creatures should live together. And that has given much inspiration and strong voice so that the world leaders adopted the climate change agreement in Paris last year. I expressed my deepest admiration and gratitude to His Holiness during my audience of him. Yeah.
Finally, sport is an example, very, very eloquent today, of this possibility and opportunity to for the OLC and the United Nations to play together a role. Do you think that even in the construction of a more human society, peace, reconciliation, human dignity, OLC and United Nations, the Church and the United Nations can work together?
There's a Holy See, Vatican, and Christianity and other religions. They share common goals and vision and value as the charter provisions, the charter of the United Nations, the peace and humanity, respect and human rights, And also through sports, we can promote the sustainable development. In that regard, it is very important that the United Nations has been working very closely with the Holy See and also strong partnership with IOC. The idea of having this faith and sports for peace and development all came from His Holiness and also United Nations and IOC. That is why this is unprecedented that the Secretary General of the United Nations, IOC, and Holy See work together for common humanity.